information this week on you, our interview subject for today. So I'm going to have to go through and get all the technicalities because Divid's dropped the ball on their end. So can you give me your full rank and name?
Full rank, Major Julian, J-U-L-I-A-N-E, middle initial, last name, Avent, A-V as in Victor, E-N-T.
Can you say that again? My phone was buzzing in here. I'm sorry. A-V-E.
N-T.
A-V-E-N-T.
November Tango.
Avent.
Correct.
Okay. And what is your unit name?
I'm with 2nd Brigade, 1st Infantry, or I'm sorry, 1st Cavalry Division.
Okay, and where are you currently deployed?
Iraq. War Horse.
What's that? What part of Iraq?
FOB War Horse, Forward Operating Base.
FOB
War Horse.
Horse. Okay. And what is your position there?
I'm the Brigade Civil Military Operations Officer.
Brigade Civil Military, what, I'm sorry?
Civil Military Operations Officer.
Okay. And I apologize for this. Usually I've got all this info right in front of me, but got to go through it here. And in civilian terms, what does that mean? What are your day-to-day operations?
In civilian terms, that means basically I work as far as building infrastructure for the local area that we work in. That's infrastructure in things such as school, electricity, water. We do projects that better those essential services.
Okay. What number deployment is this?
This is my fourth deployment.
Fourth deployment. Wow. Okay. Man, they are still trying to call through. They've been trying to get through to me for 20 minutes, and they don't have a good connection from there in Iraq. So I'm just going to have to let them ring through here. So fourth deployment, I think I got enough info there. Any particular areas of interest that you'd like to talk about and kind of spread the word back here as far as, you know, line of questioning that you'd like me to lead into?
No, not in particular. It's really, I was basically, they said, hey, you know, do y'all want to do an interview? And I said, sure.
Okay, so all right. Good enough. That's fine.
I'm kind of open to whatever y'all come up with.
Okay. All right. I'm going to patch the phone through the board here, and it'll be just a second of silence, then we'll be back and ready to go, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you with me, Major?
Yes.
Okay. Get my microphone set here. It's just been one of those mornings. Computer's shutting down and can't get a connection to Iraq, so I'm glad your connection is good and loud and clear. So, it's a recorded interview, so if I ask a question you don't feel comfortable answering, can't answer, aren't allowed to answer, don't know the answer to, just say, hey, Jamie, not a good question. I'll mark it, and at the end I'll be able to go back and delete it. It'll be like it never happened. Also, if I ask a question and you need a moment or two to think about it and come up with an answer that, you know, you feel comfortable with, just say, hey, give me a moment here. You know, I got to go back and take out all the delays in the conversation anyway. So I can just go back and mark it and delete it there as well. So it'll be like it never happened. So I haven't had to do it in a while, but, you know, every once in a while I'll ask a stupid question. So here we go.
And I'll probably give some stupid answers.
Well, good. We're a match made in heaven, then. Here we go. News Radio 1400 KTEM, Jamie Garrett here. Very happy and pleased to be on the phone with another soldier in Iraq. Got boots on the ground, and it's our hero hotline. And this week we're speaking with Major Julian Avent. He is with the 2nd Brigade, 1st Cav, currently at FOB Warhorse. And, Major, thank you so much for spending some time with me today.
Hey, no problem.
Now, this is deployment number four for you, and you are the brigade civil military operations officer, basically working on infrastructure with schools and water and bettering services provided to the Iraqi people. Is that what you've been doing for the entire four-year deployment, or much like the majority of the soldiers that I interview here, your job has evolved and changed over the course of the four deployments?
Well, for my four deployments, yes. I'm kind of a specialist in my job. I'm trained basically to do civil military operations nonstop. I'm a civil affairs officer, so that's what we do. Now, we, you know, as a active member of the Black Jack staff, obviously whatever it takes to get the mission done, I do. So there is always the chance for it to evolve. As far as my personal job.
Now, what area of the country do you work with the Iraqis as far as the infrastructure? What size city, what population, you know, just so we can have a general idea of the challenges put before you?
Wow. Totals. Jamie, let me think about that one for a second.
Not a problem.
What's our total AO size? Okay. My answer is coming now. Basically, the area that we're working with here is about the same size as Maryland, same in population-wise, too. So it's a huge area of responsibility that we have here.
But fortunately for you, Major, you don't have to deal with those University of Maryland football uniforms that they debuted this past weekend. Don't know if you got a look at that or not, but you all probably suffer enough over there without having to get that eyesore back on your computers there. But if you haven't seen it, it's definitely worth the Google image of that. But so roughly the population of Maryland, that's, you know, I lived in Maryland for a couple of years. It's a big area. It's a lot of people. And a lot of the press has disappeared on the war in Iraq. It's not the sexy war right now. It's not the ratings driver for the news and the media. So you know, we've got to get our information from you. The last we heard about the infrastructure in Iraq is that it was behind schedule, that there weren't enough water services. I'm talking about Baghdad in particular. That's a lot of the in some of the larger cities, but obviously you're dealing with a lot of people there. How has the infrastructure evolved, advanced, and grown since, say, deployments 1, 2, and 3 up through now as we begin to kind of dwindle down our role there?
Well, definitely, there's been a huge change for the better from, you know, my first deployment here. I mean, the difference, just, you know, when we're traveling through the cities and seeing the actual services that the Iraqi people have now that we've built up, that we've helped them build, and it's all a joint effort, by the way. It's, you know, U.S. military, U.S. government, Iraqi people, all working together in order to bring these services up to standard. But there is definitely a huge change, and it's still changing every day, and still working on that every day.
Major Julian Avent with the 2nd Brigade, 1st Cav, speaking with us this morning about the infrastructure in Iraq. And when you talk about, you know, the growing infrastructure there and all the advances made with the, you know, with basically the blood, sweat, and tears of the U.S. military, a lot of the soldiers I've had the you know, pleasure and the privilege to speak with here on the phone have fallen back into an advise, assist, you know, observe, advise, assist. Is that what your crew there has gone into, or are you still, you know, literally, you know, wrenches and bolts and hammers out there putting this infrastructure together until the day you leave Iraq?
Well, it has definitely evolved into an advise and assist type situation, and that is on a daily basis that these soldiers are going out and the leaders are going out and working with the Iraqi leaders and the Iraqi people to do these tasks, to bring these services up themselves. Now, we still have an impact as far as doing some of the, I guess you could say, the behind-the-scenes work as far as getting these projects and so forth going. But ultimately, it is the people, the Iraqi people, that are doing the work and bringing the standard of living up here.
And obviously, one of the big advantages to that is not only are you training the Iraqi people how to properly take care of what's theirs and take some pride in that, but also providing employment. And I would imagine that's a big hit amongst the local populace there.
Correct. And that is definitely something that, you know, we have to focus on is employing the people. You know, if we did all the work by hand, that really wouldn't solve a whole lot of problems. And it definitely wouldn't do anything for, you know, their economy and so forth. So, you know, every project that we do does employ Iraqi people first and foremost. And it is definitely the focus of our efforts.
Major Julian Avent joining us from FOB War Horse in Iraq with the 2nd Brigade 1st Cav. And, Major, one of the big threats, I would imagine, to the hard work that you've done there and the hard work the Iraqis done is sabotage by the insurgency. Have you run into any of that recently, or has that kind of died off in your recent deployments?
Well, my answer on that would be it's ever prevalent. And when you say sabotage, I don't want that to ultimately fall into the category of bullets and bombs, but that could be anything. That type of sabotage can go any way from, you know, the enemy also working for the hearts and the minds of the local people, just like we are. So, you know, that is ever prevalent, and it's something we are always working against. I will also say that the Iraqi people and the government officials that we work with are making great strides in putting those kind of problems down themselves.
It sounds, sir, like you're making it sound like the insurgency is a kinder, gentler insurgency now, trying to win the hearts and minds of the Iraqi people. But, you know, it's not certainly not the image that we've had over the past 8 years of dealing with this. Have they just changed tactics, or do you think they're kind of just holding off, waiting for the U.S. military to leave the area and then come in and take over with the bombs and the bullets? Is that the general feeling there, or is the feeling that, you know, the insurgency has begun to die off?
No, the insurgency has not begun to die off, but it is and the images and the headlines you're used to seeing are still here. They're definitely not in the great numbers that we've seen in the past, but it is an insurgency that continues on both levels. So to answer that question, it's really hard to gauge as far as, you know, which type of insurgency is winning, but it is an insurgency nonetheless.
Well, Major, as we begin to wrap things up here on the Hero Hotline, the question I have for you to kind of close things out here would be, you know, looking at all the projects that you've done, you've been there four deployments, you know, countless schools and water and sewage and everything that you have, you and your crew there have put together and then assisted with the Iraqis on. Looking back at your time over the four deployments, what's the biggest mark left with you personally? What's your proudest moment, your proudest project that you've completed to help the lives of the Iraqi people?
You know, personally proud project, I guess you could say schools. Anytime you can educate kids and better prepare them for the future to become the new leadership of Iraq and so forth, you know, that is an in-your-face type of change that you can see and hopefully see for a long time in the future. But also, you know, extremely proud of what the soldiers do here every day, living in the type of environment that they live in and work in, and keeping their morale up and you know, working just as hard today and tomorrow as they did yesterday and 4 years ago. And that's an amazing thing within itself.
I would have to say that one of the biggest achievements looking back once you redeploy here to the States would be waiting for the day you hear about Iraqi school children skipping school and faking illness to get out of school, because then you know that they are truly westernized once they try to get out of school. The schools are not new to them anymore. So I got to be a moment of pride for you and the men and we men and women that work for you and alongside. We certainly are proud of the work you've done back there. God knows we could use you back home to help out some of our schools here. But Major Julian Avent with 2nd Brigade, 1st Cav at the FOB Warhorse in Iraq, thank you so much. Stay safe and, you know, keep that infrastructure going, and let's build up Iraq and keep it out of the hands of those insurgents. But thank you so much for joining us here on the Hero Hotline.
Hey, well, I appreciate it. And if I could say one last thing, you know, anybody listening to this can also check out for real-time type information about this whole brigade combat team. We have a Facebook page, which is really new to the military and to us. But it's, you know, the 2nd Brigade Combat Team, 1st Cavalry Division Facebook page. You can get on there, check it out, see what some of these great soldiers are doing on a daily basis. It'll really amaze some people.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Major, for your time. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
All right, we're all wrapped up. Thank you so much. That was wonderful, and a lot of great, useful information there. So thank you so much for your time, and stay safe.
All right, cool. Well, I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The other party has disconnected. To reconnect, press 1. To return to the main menu, press 3.